Our series, The Big Reset, continues today with a look at how the Puget Sound region has emerged from the recession. A surge in construction has become one of the visible signs of Seattle's economic recovery. All those giant gaping holes in our city are getting filled in. Construction is now the fastest growing industry in Washington State. But as KUOW's Carolyn Adolph discovers, construction in Seattle is not as strong as it looks.
For a view of the building going on in Seattle, the observation deck at the Columbia Tower is the place. There's Big Bertha digging the tunnel to replace the Alaskan Way viaduct. Tamara Wilson points her out.
You know, she's going to move right along here. I mean, it's just great. I mean, God, I just love this. I never get sick of it.
Construction cranes are everywhere. Patrick Kennedy from New York counts them.
6, 7, 8.
Dan Miller, showing off the city to relatives, has noticed all the activity, too.
Downtown, the cranes are back. So that's more what I've noticed. I think it's good for the city to have, you know, kind of the economic engine going again.
Construction is such a visible part of our recovery. It's just not quite as solid as it appears.
I'm Annalise Vance Sherman. I'm a regional labor economist with the Employment Security Department. We are seeing a recovery, and we've been seeing a very consistent and strong recovery in construction, but the losses were exceptionally deep for this sector.
No sector in Washington State cratered more than construction did during the recession. One in three King County construction jobs disappeared. Compare that to Seattle, which lost less than 10% of its jobs overall. Construction isn't one big industry. It's a lot of different specialties. They're all recovering at different rates. Jeff Green is a school builder. He's finishing up a new high school in Shoreline. And he says there is more construction work than a few years ago. But he's been watching the whole industry, and it's still fragile.
It's not really broad-based. It's very niche, and it looks like going forward it's going to stay niche for a while. And it's not what you saw between 2000 and 2007, where you had this really broad, across all the market segments, you had a lot of work. This is, depends on where you are and what you do.
Here's an example. House painters and carpet layers were among the worst affected. Jeff Kelly speaks for their union.
We have 18% unemployment, which to us looks good now. To the 18% unemployed, it doesn't look good. But to us, when we were looking at 40%, 18 is a major improvement.
He's optimistic, though. He thinks things are going to get better as more of the buildings get to the finishing stage.
We've been on this glide path up for the past 12 months, and that's positive. Will we ever be back to the boom it was prior to this recession? I doubt it, ever.
Every part of the construction sector was clobbered by the recession. But there was a backbone, and that was public projects. Sound Transit kept working on the light rail line straight through the recession. That work sparked housing development around the rail line, like this apartment building being built near the future University District station. Housing is another example of how the recovery looks different for different parts of the construction industry. Apartment buildings have been going up all over Seattle, but starts of apartment buildings actually declined this spring. The state's Economic and Revenue Forecast Council says the number of permits being issued fell by more than half, which is a bigger correction than expected. Single-family housing construction is shifting around the region. Jeff Green, the construction manager, says King County's built up for now, so the action is switching to other places.
We're seeing a pickup in single-family residents in Pierce County. I'm sure it's picking up in Snohomish County. Probably slowing down in King County.
Which works out for this house builder. I met Jim Bickley just by pulling over at a two-story home being built near the King Snohomish line.
And we're building a roof over the back sloping deck now. Electricians are in there. They're pulling wire.
Bickley's a framer. He just got some great news.
I just signed a contract in Marysville for 179 houses.
Well, how many people in your company?
Well, I have 2 4-man crews.
8 for 179.
Yeah, that's about 3 years of work.
Bickley says the recession forced him to take a 40% pay cut. He didn't even notice a pickup in business until less than a year ago. Now that he has 3 years of stability, here's what he wants to do.
Yes, I want to sell my house, downsize, and start enjoying life because it's been so stressful the past 5 years.
Downsize? Now? If that sounds counterintuitive, Jeff Kelly of the Painters Union thinks he understands.
If you're in the boom cycle and you've lived through when everything has fallen apart, you try to put some money away for the times that are coming.
And that's a lesson a lot of people have taken from this long recovery. I'm Carolyn Adolph, KUOW News.
Tomorrow, our series continues with a look at a job field that is seeing explosive growth in our region, software engineering. You can check out all of our stories from our Jobs Recovery series at KUOW.org.